What do we got now? Kofnun hay.
Olive through both,
Aleph through Vav.
including
Okay.
them.
So Dine Prisha Samach Levest, separating close to the vest, Vachilukim should be in vest kavua kavua, and the differences between a set cycle and not a set cycle was basically a continuation of the previous. Right? Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Vizartim es bnei Yisrael metumas. And we actually had this in Shavuos, Daf Yud Ches, not that long ago, a month ago. Right? Can't get away from it, Naftali. Vizartim es bnei Yisrael
Yeah,
metumas.
but it's
So,
true, so it's a long time ago, a month.
you know what? It's fascinating. This is like, I think I probably said this in the Daf, but you know, when the Paiskim say that in order to Paskin Shilas, you have to know the whole Shas. Why in middle of Masechta Shavuos about swearing is the sugya of Vestas when you have to separate from your wife? Right? That's why you got to know the whole Torah. You can't just say, oh, I'm a Nida rabbi. You know, like I asked a lady tonight, can I, do you have a number of a rabbi that's kosher? Like, not a kosher, I mean, like a rabbi that does kashrus? Like, whatever, sorry. That's a little bit of a tangent, but okay. So Tana Rabbanan, Vizartim es bnei Yisrael metumah sam. Amar Rabbi Yoshi, Mikana Zorah bnei Yisrael she yifreshu nisaseim samach levest. And they have to separate from their wives close to the vest. The Kama, Amar Rabba, Aina, an Aina. What is an Aina? Aina hi yom ay laila. An Aina is either a day or a night. Right? Meaning, you call an aina is day from net. Well, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Shimzman vesta hi b'yoyim. If her period started during the day, afal pi she regila liras b'sayfayim. Even though she gets a period normally at the end of the day, mikamakim nesam mitchilas ayim. She's also from the beginning of the day. Mechenim regila liras b'biker v'loy rasav. She normally gets a period in the morning. And she didn't see mikamakim adayin hi asura kol ayim aralayla. She still lost it the whole day until the night. Mechenim vesta b'layla. And if her vest is at night, even though she normally sees in the beginning of the night, or she regila, or she normally gets at the end of the night, we come up and he asura kala laila. She's asur the whole night. Not only is she asur in tashmish, but alagam krivas he asura. She's also asur with other krivas, and that is the way to be machmir. So that's an interesting thing here. The difference in the opinions are, is that if you hold that you only separate from intercourse and that's it, that's because we're afraid that the intercourse can bring on the period prematurely. So since it's a day that she might get a period, then we have to separate. All right. But hugging, kissing, touching is not going to be a problem. Right, but if you hold that no, the chashash is that right now today she may have her period, but then you can't touch because maybe she has a period now. Oh, she says I don't have my period, but how do you know? Maybe inside her she has her period. Right, maybe she has a period then. So mamela, she's not allowed to touch at all. So we don't the maisa. We paskin. That you are allowed to touch, but you get a bracha if you don't touch. That's the way the Shach says it. So he says, so the kids of Shulchan Aruch saying v'chein yesh lahachmer, but it's important to know that it's a chumrah, right? Yesh aimrim da'ayna zu hi tzarech lifrish asatz v'zehu ayna shalifnei ayna shavest ba. There are those that say that the ayna that you have to separate is the ayna before the ayna, right? Meaning, this is what we call the Arzarua, the night before. Let's say tonight was a separation night, the real ones, and you'd have to have separated the day before too. Dainu investa b'layla asura gam hayom shilafaneh. You also asked the day before. Investa b'yom asura gam kol halayla shilafaneh. You also asked the night before. That's the minhag. Let's say he's traveling, and he's traveling the next day, or he came home that day. Or the tefillah fell out on the day before Einas Aves. Then you should be makel and not keep this chumrah of the arzarua. Right? Fine. Gimel Isha Shein Lavest Kavua Azai Tomid. Then, if she does not have a vest kavua, I mean she doesn't have a set cycle. Azai Tomid Yom Shloishim Shalacher Yom Riyasa. Then the 30th day, Hu La Kimay Vest Kavua. That's a vest kavua. But Nikra Aina Beninus. That's called the Aina Beninus, right? Which means the average. Gagan Shirasa Yom Beis Parshas Noyach. Let's say she saw on a Monday. Then the fourth day Parshas told us is Veskavua. Then she also, in addition to that, she has to be separate any Riyah that she sees in Laflagas, whether it's for the Aflagas, which is the interval, or for the days of the month. And anytime you were concerned that she might get a period, you also need to separate the Aina Smucha, Ka'amar, like we said, meaning the Arzarua. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is very Machmer. He is very Machmer. Dalit, Kol Isha Shiras Adam. Any woman that sees blood, Tzrichi Yilocha Shema Gamba Pam Acha Tira B'yam Hu B'zman Hazeh. She needs to be Chayshish the next time. Meaning, till now he was talking about a set cycle. Here he's saying not a set cycle. It goes without saying that it's a vest kavua. That's you need to be concerned. Shematira oid bezman kaze. She might see again. Betikva vest. She might have a vest. Ela isha filo sheyesh la vest kavua. Even a woman who has a vest kavua. I mean, ira la she knows a vest. And let's say she goes a year seeing 25, 25, 25, and then 1 month it changes. But also shalei b'shas vest, and she sees not in her vest. Tzrichehi lochush. She needs to be concerned, Gamla Riyah Azayis, even for this Riyah, Kishema Tishana Vestal Zman Acher. Maybe she's changing to a different cycle. Avalim Loi, she knows the Vestal, but if she doesn't change her Vest, Ela She'eru Lo Gam Riyah Achas. But she just had an additional period, Shaloi Bishas Vesta, right? Not in her regular cycle time. Az Ena Tzvich Alochash Liyah Azayis, she does not need to be Choshish for that period. Right, since she had a vest kavua, she does not have to be chayshish for a vest shein kavua. Meaning, if she has an extra period during that month, if that month it totally changes, then she has to be chayshish for it. Right? Yeah, fine. Hey, v'ninkoy dugma be'isha shein lavest. Let's make an example for a woman that doesn't have a vest. So rasa. Yom Beis of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. She sees Beis Iyar. Yom Chafei Bayin also on the 25th. Tzricha hi lachash l'Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Need to be chayshish Rosh Chodesh Sivan ki yesh lachash shema tikba vest l'Rosh Chodesh. We have to be chayshish that maybe we kavei a vest for Rosh Chodesh. Right? Because from Oh, it's not the parenthesis doesn't I think doesn't make sense according to this. Right? Oh no, Yom Beis Shem Rosh Chodesh. Your boy Chav Hal Chav He will be Yom Chav He boy. So, right. So then she needs to be Chodesh for Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Right? Because she has perhaps Shematik of Vestal Rosh Chodesh. Maybe Rosh Chodesh is the day that she's Kaveya. Begam b'yom beis sivan tzricha lachash b'shum oina beninus. She needs yom beis because that's the 30th day. Or Rosh Chodesh sivan comes Rosh Chodesh sivan. B'loi rasa, then tzricha yilachash shema tikva laflagas. Then we have to be concerned that maybe the amount of days in between is the problem. And since she separated between one aflog and another aflog of 23 days, mavad yom ariyah rishonah v'yom ariyah shniyah tzricha gam ata limnois. And after that, she has to be chayshish. Behind the chaydish iyar, yesh la dalid yamabay. Chaydish iyar, there's 4 days. Tais of yud test yoyim, chaydish sivan. Then you add on 19 days from Chodeshim and Chayshesh is Yom Chof Boy, then you have to be concerned for Yom Chof. Boy Yom Chof Sivan Veloy Rasa. Right? If comes the second, I'm sorry, did I say Yom Beis? Yom Chof. Sivan Veloy Rasa Chayshesh is Yom Chof Hei Boy. Kishem and Nikva Yom Chof Hei Bechayshesh. Yom Yom Gam Yom Chof Vav Tzvich Allah Hashem Oyn Avenis. Aval Rosh Chodesh Tammuz ain't a tzrich halacha shishas to be chosher Rosh Chodesh Tammuz kirias Rosh Chodesh Iyar kvar nekra al yedei mashalei rasa b'Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Okay, we're not going to go through this whole thing, probably making everybody a little scared. This all these calculations. All right, fine. Vav, b'dugma leisha sheyesh lavest. What's a dugma for yesh lavest? Hayol lavest kavu leres b'flaga leyaim chav hey. She has a kavua laflagas for the 25th day. Vishinsa pam achas v'loy ros ad yom chav ches, and she changed once to yom chav ches. Kitzer, kitzer. We're doing kitzer if you want. Kitzer shulchan aruch.
Oh, this is. Give me the ice chest. I'll go in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was flashing you before.
What do I do, Stein? And that's what I say.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on.
What do I say, Stein?
Can I hit the? Okay, I'm sorry about that. Vav, v'dugma l'isha sheyesh l'vest. What's in a sample of a woman has a vest? Hayu l'vest kavua l'iros b'afloga l'yom chav hei. She has a vest kavua to see with a flog of the 25th. V'shinsa pam achas. And she changed once v'loy rosa ad yom chav ches. Right, so she's been seeing 25. Then she changed to 28. Tzrichi y'lochash l'yom chav hei. She has to be chosh of yom chav hei. Miriya zu from this riya. Mishum vesta. Because of her cycle, meaning maybe that was her regular kavua. Let's say 25th comes and she doesn't see. She has to be chayshish v'yom chav ches for the riya shavra. Rasa gam ata v'yom chav ches. Let's say she sees now v'yom chav ches a dayin hi asura. She's still asur gam v'yom chav hei. Also yom chav hei l'riya zu mishum vesta because of her vest. If she didn't see now on Yom Chav Hei, ela be Yom Chav Ches, ukva Yom Chav Ches levest of Yom Chav Hei neker. V'hutan etz mudav. V'im loy hish v'zah riyaseh achroinus. And if we don't have an equal riyas, yon shirosa l'chav ches l'chav tes l'lamed aleph, right? Because now she's bouncing around. She was seeing 25th for 10 months in a row. Then she bounced around and went to 28th and 29th, 31. She was oiker her first vest and she won't have a vest chadash. And she needs to be chayshish for her riya achrayna lahafloga uliyam achaydish ulayna beninis achetikva vest chadash. Okay, I hope I explained that with some sort of normalcy. If not, I apologize. All right, everybody should have a fine night and a good Shabbos.